if the license is granted and GE executives determine that it makes financial sense, GE Hitachi's subsidiary, Global Laser Enrichment, will build the first laser-based uranium enrichment plant in the world. Tom Clements is the Non-Proliferation Policy Director at the Alliance for Nuclear Accountability, a proliferation watchdog group. Clements says he's troubled by what he sees as potential global instability from the spread of nuclear weapons should this project go forward. And that's why he's asking Atomic Safety and Licensing Board Judge Paul Ryerson to reopen at least portions of the meeting to the public.
They generally are open, so I was a little bit surprised that the Atomic Safety Licensing Board took the step to close this proceeding, but I think for their own convenience, they've closed the entire proceeding. And I think it's far too important a national nonproliferation issue to close the whole thing.
Clements says he also hopes the licensing board will consider the absence of a proliferation impact assessment by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. GE Hitachi officials say an independent panel has already conducted this type of analysis, concluding the technology is no more vulnerable to proliferation than current enrichment methods. A GE spokesman also says the company invested billions of dollars in Silex, and safeguards to protect the information go above and beyond the letter of the law. The final evidentiary hearing begins July 11th in Rockville, Maryland. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.